Hello, Audio Boo. It's been a while. I've not been ignoring you. I've just been very, 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 very busy. Doing a lot of stuff, mainly in Photoshop the last 3 days. But I've redesigned based on a guy's theme that I really, really like and put my own spin on it. So I've redesigned the blog, which was annoying the crap out of me. I've also put a basis together for Nomad Jackets, which is all of these things are iterations of ideas that I've had all over the years, but these are now so much more lightweight to manage in terms of I can crack on with making the content in the studio. It's been very difficult to manage building the studio, building expectations, bringing clients in, also doing raising sponsorship for the arc and trying to build the jackets. There's just a lot of things going on, and all of them are good. I don't want to concentrate on just one thing. I want to tap away at all the three different things. But bear in mind, it is three things. Anything that comes out of that is a bit of a hack and a bit of a rush, a bit like the Phil Campbell theme, which I've worked on today. And the reason why I'm doing the Phil Campbell thing, originally it was just going to be this convention, which was going to be a bit quirky, a bit interesting, celebrate the town. And then, we heard all this news about the devastation and the tornado that's ripped through there. And it just totally made sense to turn it into a fundraiser because, there's people there whose lives have just literally been ripped apart. And I put myself in that position. Those things can happen to you. They can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime in the world. And, in situations like that, you either go down one road, which is you give in and you walk away from that place, or you rebuild and they want to rebuild. I've also heard today that they also still want to do the conference. The convention, should I say. They want to do it even if it's outdoor or whatever it is. And so that fills me with such spirit to like, you know what? I'm going to help them. And just thinking about it gives me sort of goosebumps, not because of all these Phil Campbells congregating in one space. It's that human spirit. I feel connected to that town. I've never even been to it. I've always wanted to go to it. If you've not read the story about how I knew about Phil Campbell Town in 2005 and the weird sort of paradox of how that's finally come to fruition, full circle, very odd indeed. Yeah, go and read that on my blog somewhere. So anyway, back to the point. I just wanted to record an audio book because I haven't done one for ages. Very frenetic, very busy, reasonably happy mentally in terms of where projects are going. I put up a new site today, helpbuildthearc.com, which is sign up with your email address, and as soon as we launch, you'll get all the updates. That's going to be the site that we use for the whole of the year. So it's going to have the blog on there, various components on it so that you can see webcams and streams and all that sort of stuff. Those things are not up and live, obviously, because we haven't raised the additional 16K that we need. But I put up a holding page, a launch rock page, so that when we do launch, you'll get an update straight away as soon as it does. So if you want to follow our stuff, that'd be fantastic. Right. I'm off now. It's 3 o'clock. I'm heading out to Snenton, where I'm going to go and meet up with the three V3 Power Boys, who are making recyclable energy units from, I think they're 1952 motors, like motor systems, which allow recycling of power. What am I on about? That's just rubbish. They don't allow recycling of power. What they do is they charged through a set of capacitors to a set of batteries, sealed batteries, charged. So you pedal or you wind up one of these units and it creates charge, and that charge is then stored in batteries. So I'm going to go and learn how to do that. All good. Right, waffled on enough. Back later. More on all the projects tomorrow. I've got another couple of days. The slicing goes off to the slicers on Friday. Trying to scramble together some money to do that. Big shout out to Mark as well, Mark Wanless at DocGP on Twitter. Go and shout out at DocGP and say thanks for sponsoring imwithphil.com, which is the domain name that we bought for a year, which is going to be the site that we use to raise awareness while we're on the ground at Phil Campbell. And we'll also, one of the nice things that I've just been working on is that Wistia has this fantastic little JavaScript upload a button, and I'm super excited about it because it's like testing new stuff for the first time, which will allow the public to upload their own videos, messages of support, and they will go into a section in the player. So you'll be able to watch all this latest videos that's coming out of there, but also at the bottom, sort of testimonials and people leaving feedback for the town. It's just going to be epic. Right, done. Out of here. I'll see you a bit later.